The plight of the blockies is unlikely to squeeze its way onto the agendas of the political leaders this week. Tony Abbott has now agreed to debate the Prime Minister on the economy, though the two are shadow boxing over the format. They'll also repeat their own town hall style meeting where they answer questions from the public. Last night, Mr. Abbott had the perfect warm-up on the ABC's Q&A program, where he was served up a smorgasbord of questions ranging from gay marriage to the economy, as well as asylum seekers. Alexandra Kirk reports from Canberra.
Tony Abbott faced some easy questions, such as whether he'd support a royal commission into Labor's schools, building and home insulation programs if the coalition's elected.
Yes, I think it would be appropriate to have a judicial inquiry should we win the election.
Appearing before a studio audience in Western Sydney with no advance warning of the questions, the opposition leader was challenged on his scaled-back broadband plan, paid parental leave scheme, and by the father of a gay man over same-sex marriage.
I overcame my ignorance and my fear of gays and the idea of gay marriage. When will you, Mr. Abbott, take up the same?
Well, Jeff, I absolutely agree with you that people have got to be given dignity and respect.
But he doesn't believe marriage is the right term to put on their commitment.
Do you think if you really got to know some gay men, you might change your...
Well, I do. Yeah. I do know. I know some gay people extremely well, Tony. I really do.
Mr. Abbott said he'd never made a political decision based on his religious views.
And I don't think that my particular religious convictions should be held against me in this campaign any more than the Prime Minister's lack of convictions should be held against her.
There was some light relief when a man who bore a striking resemblance to Mr. Abbott's former nemesis, Kevin Rudd, asked for some help.
When he was popular, I was popular. My question is, how can I be less like Kevin and more like you?
I think that would be an impossible transformation.
With just 4 days of campaigning left, Tony Abbott's decided he should, after all, debate the Prime Minister on the economy.
The last thing I would do is not debate the economy. I've been debating the economy every day of this campaign, and I'm more than happy to debate the economy. But in return for this, she can't run away from the people of Queensland. And I expect her to be in Brisbane at a community forum on Wednesday night in exactly the same format as the Rudy Hill RSL format.
Mr. Abbott wants the debate tonight on the ABC. Julia Gillard wants it tomorrow night. He wants half an hour. She wants longer. The Prime Minister says it makes sense for the debate and the community forum to be held on the same night. It's been left to the Liberal and Labor campaign directors to negotiate the details.
Alexandra Kirk reporting.